Radio.
Modern Day Slavery, a talk by Sister Nolene Simmons at the Faith in Action Expo.
Morning, everyone. It's great to be here today and to be able to share something of one of my passions with you. As was mentioned, I work for ACRATH, which stands for Australian Catholic Religious Against Trafficking in Humans. Our stall is down towards the end on my right-hand side, so feel free to come along and visit us later on. You might be wondering, what exactly is human trafficking? Well, it's actually the modern-day form of slavery. Many people think that slavery went out centuries ago with William Wilberforce, but unfortunately, slavery is alive and well in our world. What is human trafficking? It's actually the transporting of people by means of deceit, coercion, psychological means, for exploitation. And so it's to do with buying and selling people and then forcing them into labour. And so one of the mottos that we have at ACRATH is people are not for sale. Our mission statement are the words of Jesus, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. We believe that there are many people in our world today who do not have life to the full, who are not treated with dignity and respect. And so we passionately try to do something about that through our advocacy and also through our awareness raising. So what's the face of human slavery in Australia? Australia is recognised as a destination country. People are trafficked from other countries into Australia and put into slave-like situations. For example, there are often women who are coerced into believing that they can have a better life if they go to another country. They're brought to Australia. When they arrive here, their passports are taken from them. They're told that they have a debt bondage because of the costs incurred in bringing them to this country. And then they are put into slave-like situations in brothels where they're made to work perhaps 20 hours a day and for no income because of this debt bondage that they have. Sometimes they're told, if you want to, you can earn some money by working on a Sunday. But after working against your will in a brothel for 6 days a week, not too many of them want to work on Sunday as well. Also, people are brought to Australia for forced labour situations. There was a case in the media just recently where there was an arrest of three people who, some years ago now, brought to Australia for Filipino men. They told them that if they came to Australia, they'd be trained as boxers. They'd be able to go into prize fights and earn big money and send some of that money home to their families. When they arrived in Australia on a sports training visa, so a legal visa, their visas and passports were taken from them. They were told that if they escaped, they'd be in strife with the authorities and that they would be deported back to their home country. They were also told that they each had a $40,000 debt bondage, and so there'd be no money for them until they'd paid that bondage off. They were housed in a garage in a Western Sydney property, and they were made to do domestic chores. They were treated as houseboys on that property. They did go into fights. They did win, but they didn't see the money. They'd also been told that if they escaped, that their families back home would be harmed. So it wasn't chains that was binding them, but psychological chains. These people are very afraid to escape because they think they're the ones that are going to be considered to be criminals. Early this year, there were new amendments to our criminal legislation to bring our legislation up to date with some of the modern forms of slavery that we have. And so forced labour is now a crime within Australian legislation, as is organ trafficking. Now, in case you're not sure what organ trafficking is, a couple of years ago, a woman from the Philippines was brought to Australia. She came in on a student visa thinking that she was going to learn English and then go on to university. When she arrived, she was told she had to have medical tests. And what she didn't know was that those medical tests were to find out whether or not she was a suitable donor for a woman here who was waiting to receive a kidney. Now, fortunately, the Australian live donor screening process is very thorough. And the psychologist interviewing this woman picked up that she didn't know what was happening. So her kidney was not taken. But that was certainly the intent of the people who brought her here. And so it was considered to be a case of organ trafficking. There's just two examples of cases that have come to light in Australia in recent years. So we're very concerned about people being trafficked into Australia, but we're also concerned about trafficking on the global scene, and particularly child slavery. Some of you have probably heard about child slavery in the chocolate industry. In Ivory Coast, and this poster will be down on our store later for you to have a look at, in Ivory Coast, children are trafficked into that country and put to work on cocoa farms. And many of those children have never ever tasted chocolate, so they don't even know what the cocoa beans are for. And that cocoa that comes from those beans that they harvest is in the chocolate that we eat here in Australia. And so we have campaigns going from time to time asking chocolate companies to make sure that the cocoa that they're using has been certified free of child slavery. And we have a campaign at the moment asking that Toblerone will be certified and only that chocolate will only be produced using certified cocoa. We have some postcards for that campaign down on our stall also. The other issue that we're concerned about with child slavery is the cotton issue. Some of you would have heard about the fire that took place in Bangladesh, the Rana Plaza fire earlier this year. And that was certainly to do with slave situations where people are working in sweatshop conditions, not being paid suitable wages, not working in appropriate conditions, working long hours, etc. But also the other issue with cotton is to do with child slavery in Uzbekistan. In Uzbekistan, the government mandated that schools close for the 3 months of the cotton harvest, and children had to be in the fields from sunup till sundown. Each child was given a quota of how much cotton they had to pick throughout that day. Because of international pressure on Uzbekistan, the government's now changed that policy a little, and they now mandate that families have a quota and public servants have a quota of cotton to pick every day. And because teachers are public servants, the children are still in the fields with their teachers and with their families. One of the other concerns is that cotton uses more pesticide than any other crop, and there have been known deaths of the children because of their exposure to the pesticide. So we're asking garment manufacturers to investigate and check that their garments do not include Uzbekistan cotton. We're also looking at other issues with the cotton industry, whether or not people who are making the garments are being paid a living wage, whether or not there is any form of slavery in the production of the garments. So that's just two areas where we're trying to ask people to be responsible consumers. We can sometimes feel quite helpless about some of these situations, but as consumers, we can send a statement. If we don't buy chocolate unless it's certified either by Fair Trade, Rainforest Alliance or UTZ certification, And if we do research on the garments that we're purchasing, then we can be sure we're sending a message we're only going to buy products that are certified. Down on our stall, we have a copy of a document that was just released about a month, 2 months ago by Baptist World Aid, where they have investigated every garment manufacturer and ranked them according to whether or not they are complying with many of these conditions that we see as justice conditions for the workers. So that's one way that you could become involved, using your consumer power and only purchasing goods if you know that they are free of child slavery. If we continue to buy, for example, if I was to go into the store and think, well, peppermint, Cadbury's peppermint's my favourite chocolate, it's not certified free of child slavery, but if I continue to buy it, manufacturers are going to continue to produce it. But if we stop buying it, they won't continue to produce it, and they will see that we're wanting certified cocoa and they'll use that in their products. It's very simple. Last year, certified cocoa ended up being sold as ordinary cocoa. There wasn't a demand for it. There is the possibility of people using certified cocoa, but we've got to show that we're demanding it. Other ways that you can become involved in this work is helping us in our awareness raising. Even if every person here today was to go away and speak about human trafficking to three or four other people, it's raising awareness and it's helping us be alert to what's going on around us. If you think that you've seen a situation where somebody might be vulnerable, as I did recently, I saw a young woman standing on the streets in Sydney holding up a sign saying, Thai massage here. And the young woman that was holding that sign just had a very blank expression on her face. She was standing holding the pamphlets and not making any effort to engage with people to hand them out. And that rang alarm bells for me. There were other people on the streets advertising massage, but they were energetically approaching people and trying to give out the signs. Now, I didn't want to put that young woman's life in danger, so I didn't say anything to her, but I went away and I rang the Australian Federal Police. And I said, it may not be, but I was just alarmed at the fact that she just didn't seem to be keen about what she was doing. They can then monitor these situations and they've got the skills to intercept. They can watch when she leaves at the end of the day. Where does she go? Does someone come and pick her up in a bus and take her away? Sometimes people are bused to places and then picked up by bus and taken back to their place of enslavement at the end of the day. So if you see signs like that, you can contact an NGO that's working against trafficking, or you can contact the Federal Police if need be and raise the alarm with them so that they can monitor and ensure the safety of the victims. From time to time on our website, we also have advertised letter writing campaigns. So that's another way that you can become involved. Writing letters to companies, to government. We're asking the Australian government to ensure that goods coming into Australia have not been produced using slave labour. So you can support us by writing letters to the Attorney General about that request. Our website is acrath.org.au, and from there you can engage on our Facebook and Twitter page also. So come along to our stall down there. We've got a pamphlet that you can take that has our information on it, and we'd be very, very grateful for any support that we can get from you in the work that we're doing. Thank you.
That was Sister Nolene Simmons with Modern Day Slavery. The Faith in Action Expo was organised by the Sydney Archdiocesan Justice and Peace Office and held at the University of Notre Dame in Sydney. For more talks, interviews, and shows, visit cradio.org.au.